Drought has made it more common now, but Judd Rodman has been harvesting corn stalks for cattle feed as far back as 1990. Based south of Paonia, he employs 5 people who help him harvest, bale, and deliver corn stalk all over the western slope.
Started out with a feedlot that I was selling them to, and they grind all their feed, which they grind the hay and blend the stalks together. And that was one of the big starting points with it. With the shortage of hay in these drought years, that's where the demand for the corn stalk started, because the cattle guys don't have enough hay to feed their cows. Plus, the price of hay went so high, and the corn stalks are cheaper. If they feed protein along with them, it works out to balance the ration out and saves them some money. On the big square bales, the 4x4x8s, in a normal year, we'll still do anywhere from 2,000 to 3,000 bales. And, you know, this year was a lot more bales because of the demand for them. And the biggest problem this year was finding enough corn stalks.
Rodman buys the stalks from local growers, flailing and baling in fields that have already been harvested. Like any agriculture endeavor, it has its pitfalls. There's wrestling with the machinery and the uncertainty of the weather. But so far, it's been worth it. Rodman says that harvesting what used to be a waste product is going to increase because of economics.
Right now, you're looking at anywhere from $2 to $280 a ton for the price of hay. A load of corn stalk bales, you're looking roughly in the neighborhood of $100 a ton. Big difference. Even though the price of cattle are higher, the rancher isn't making any more money than he did 10, 15 years ago, because everything he's got to buy is up in price. So you got to figure out ways of cutting corners, but yet, you know, not hurting the cattle with doing it. But you need to find ways to save some money.
Milo, or sorghum, and pinto bean stalks are also being used for feed. They both have more protein, but the big fields of Milo stalk, for example, are in Kansas and Nebraska. For the rancher, the added charge for freight can make any product prohibitive.
Where, like this year, a lot of the hay, what did come in here, came out of Idaho. So you're looking roughly any more with the trucking end of it, it's $4 a loaded mile. So say 500 miles, there's another $2,000 to come in. If you're looking here where you're hauling from Olathe, say up here to Paonia, you're looking at a whole lot less freight than you are coming out of Idaho.
And if you wanted any cornstalk bales this spring, you can't get them from Rodman.
I had one follow call, it's last month now, but he wanted 30 semi-loads of them. And I told him, I said, I'm not going to be able to do it. I couldn't get enough bales this year.
For icchange@thealmanac.org and KVNF News, I'm Marty Derland.